From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Brewing on Gunsight Ways, so ride, little beaver. Prop it, pony.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Trail, sniffing the winds for gun smoke and adventure, America's famous fighting cowboy and his indispensable Indian companion, Little Beaver, are approaching the rutted road which serves as a main street for the tiny cow town known as Gunsight. A scant mile ahead of Red and Little Beaver, two other men ride, their eyes always bent for trouble. They spot a milling crowd angrily storming the false front of a small office. A slight middle-aged man comes out of the office and stops under the sign which reads, Gunsight Land Development Company. The man raises his hand and tries to quiet the angry crowd.
Folks, you've got to listen to me. You've got to quiet down and give me a chance.
Hendricks, we've given you all the chances we're going to give. Either we get the deeds to these places we've settled, or by Hickory, we're going to tear your office up. And you along with it.
Go along, then. Tear the office to pieces. That won't be getting your deeds. Good grief, folks. You know I only manage the office. The president and secretary of the company who've got to sign your deeds are back in Chicago. But I had a letter from them 2 days ago saying that as soon as some legal difficulties are straightened out, they'll sign the deeds and send them right along.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's the same story you've been handing us for the last 2 months. No, sir, Hendricks. I think you're up to something. I think you're holding back those deeds, figuring you're going to rob us of the land or try to squeeze us some other way.
There's no use arguing with that old coot carpenter. I bet if we went into that office, we'd find the deeds laying right in the safe. All right, come on, men. Out of our way, Hendricks. We're coming in whether you like it or not.
You fools! You bastard idiots!
Hendricks, either you let us in or so help me!
You men, Lopo, who in blazes threw them shots?
I threw those shots because if I hadn't stopped you by shooting over your head, someone might have stopped a lot of you by shooting clean through you.
Who are you, Redhead? You work for Hendricks?
No, I never seen him before. But I'll tell you this much. He's the only man among you who seems to have any sense. Who are you, Redhead? What's your name?
I don't see that my name has anything to do with it.
His name, call him Red Rider.
Red Rider. Well, that's fine, Little Beaver. Thanks.
Well, I'll be doggone. We've heard tell a lot about you, Ryder, and I'm sure plenty grateful for what you just done.
Oh, don't listen to him, Ryder. The old skinflint's just trying to do us out of the deeds to our land.
That's a lie, Carpenter. The deeds you got to come from Chicago,
yeah, Ryder. I heard your explanation just as I came up. All right, now go on, you men. Go on back to your ranches. If the deeds don't come when Mr. Hendricks said they would, that's time enough to think about other means of recourse.
Well, all right, boys. I guess Ryder's right at that. Come on.
Ryder, you are certainly a friend in need.
Red Ryder, all the time friend in need. Who but
you? Now, son, will you stop all that ballyhooing? Well, now that I seem to be mixed up in this, Mr. Hendricks, how about us going into your office and having you tell us the whole story from the beginning?
Why, sure. I'd be mighty ungrateful if I turned down your help. Come on in.
All right, come on, Little Beaver. It looks as if we may stay in Gunsight longer than we expected.
Ha, ha, ha.
mean, aren't you? Force, what are you laughing about?
Did you hear all that palaver between the land company manager and those Helmsteaders?
Why, sure, but...
Largo, I'm afraid nature didn't give you the proper amount of imagination.
Huh?
There's money to be made in this town, good money. And my friend, you're going to help me make it.
I am? How?
Well, I'll tell you. As soon as that redhead who butted in gets through in there and leaves the office, I'm going inside myself. And after I have a little heart-to-heart talk with Mr. Hendricks, I think we'll be hanging up our hats and making Gunsight our hometown.
But really, Mr. Bilson, I don't see why you want to know all these things.
Well, I'll get around to that in just a minute, Mr. Hendricks. Now, let me be sure I got this thing straight. These settlers moved in here, picked out a plot of land your company was offering to sell them at $12 an acre, and then went right ahead building houses and planting crops, even though the deeds weren't ready?
Yeah, that's right. As I've already explained to you, because my company was given this land as a subsidy by Congress, there's considerable red tape in clearing the title and getting the deeds ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I must ask you again, Mr. Bilson, just what your interest is in this matter.
Oh, it's very simple, Mr. Hendricks. You're about to become a very wealthy man.
What? What's that you say?
Yes, sir. Now that those settlers have been fools enough to make that land really worth something, if they want to keep it, it's going to cost them, well, let's make it cheap. Let's say $65 an acre.
Why, that's impossible. They've already contracted to buy the land at $12.
Sure they have. They put themselves right over a nice fat barrel. No, sir, Hendricks, that land with the buildings on it is a bargain at $65 an acre, and that's just what they're going to pay us.
Pay us? What do you mean, us? In fact...
I'll tell you what I mean by us, Hendricks. I mean you and me. We're in this together. Partners from now on.
Well, you must be out of your head. Who do you think you are coming in here? Well, you insult...
Look, Hendricks, the sooner you learn to keep your mouth shut, the longer you're going to live. And you'd like to go on living, wouldn't you?
Yes, of course.
All right, then. We're partners. 50-50.
50-50? Why, you've got the nerve...
Look, you old fossil, I'm going to make this very clear to you. So clear, you'll never forget it. Now, you see those two glass ornaments on that hanging lamp over there?
Yes.
Well, then watch. There. That's what I mean by 50-50. One for you and one for me. Is that clear?
But, great Scott, Bilson... How am I going to explain to these settlers about the price going up?
You don't have to. I'll do the explaining. Just tell them your main office sent me here from Chicago.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen. They'll never pay that price. And besides...
They don't have to pay it. And if they refuse, we can throw them off. And bring in a new bunch of suckers who'll pay $150 an acre.
A ball that ridiculous... Throw them off? Who do you think could ever throw them off?
The man all the taxpayers elected to do the job. The sheriff.
Tom Petrie? Never in a million years.
Why don't you quit all that squawking? I'll take care of the sheriff. All you've got to do as you're told. That is, unless you'd like...
Bilson, what are you doing? Put that gun down.
Well, sure. Anything to oblige my partner. Now, we finally agreed on how we're going to run this little business.
Yes, Bilson.
Then that's just fine. Betsy goes back in her holster, and I'm going down to see that the sheriff serves papers on the first bunch of them suckers, telling them to pay up or get out.
You hear him, what sheriff say, Red Ryder? Sound him plenty bad.
It sure does, Ryder. And the rotten part of it is that if Hendricks and this man from their eastern office want to sell Carpenter and those other settlers out, legally they can. What do you think I ought to do?
Well, what can you do, Sheriff, but do your job?
Oh, but what's going to happen, Ryder, if Ben Carpenter won't move? I don't want to have to shoot it out with a man as square as he is.
I know just how you feel, Sheriff. But if the law is clear on the point, you haven't any choice.
Mm.
Now, if you'd like, I'll ride along with you.
Like? Mister, you're as welcome as rain in the desert in the middle of August. Let's go.
By jumping Jupiter, Sheriff, what are you doing?
Are you in with them crooks?
Well, now, see here, Ben. That's no way to talk. The law's the law.
You sniveling coyote. If you've got laws like that, then they're only made to protect thieves and crooks. And I say you're one of them.
Now, wait.
Go on, get off my place.
Now, Carpenter, I hate to come butting into your business twice, but if you'd stop and think, the sheriff's
fine,
just...
Jasper Redhead. You say another word, and I'll run you off here, too. Now, go on, Sheriff. Run. Scat. Bamboos.
Ben, I sure don't hanker to do this, but I've got to ask you to hand over that gun. Now, come on. You've got trouble enough without
having... Confound you to blazes, Sheriff. I wasn't just talking to hear myself blow. I mean business.
I'd rather. I really mean it. I'm going to shoot, Sheriff.
Hey. Phew.
Thanks, Red. Well, he really would have gunned me down.
I sure would have gunned you down. And if you're still here when I pick my gun up off the floor...
Don't worry, Ben. Don't worry. I won't be. A man has to have gun trouble with his own friends to be sheriff around here, and I'm through. Come on, Red. I'm going back and lay a little law of my own down to Hendricks and that new partner of his.
No, Sir Hendricks. Law or no law, I'm not going to serve them papers. I'd like to have a gunfight with one of my best friends. And what's more, I'm not too sure this whole deal's on the level.
Oh, you're not, eh, Sheriff?
No, I'm not.
Well, we certainly wouldn't want you to do anything against the law, so why don't you go on back to your office and just think it over?
Yes, Sheriff, do that. Go back to your office and think it over.
Let me think it over. You two are going to have to do. If you try any shenanigans, it'll be you who'll end up by being tossed out. Tossed right into a nice double cell I've got waiting for you down in my jail.
You see, Notch? You see? What'd I tell you? I knew darn well Tom Petrie wouldn't back us up. He's the fairest, most square-shooting sheriff Gunsight ever had.
Yeah, I can see that. But maybe what this town needs is a new sheriff.
Huh? How do you mean, a new sheriff?
What do you think? Sometimes when a man's held office too long, he gets a little too set in his ways. Hey, Largo.
Yeah?
Come on in here.
Yeah, boss. Who is it?
Go on down and have your supper, and then meet me back here after dark. You and I got a little problem to iron out for Gunsight. Now, they need a new sheriff, only they don't know it yet.
You better rein up here, Notch. That's the sheriff's house just across the road.
All right, Largo. Call him. Sing it out nice and loud.
Sure, boss. You bet. Hey, Sheriff! Oh, Sheriff, come on out!
Who's that out front? What do you want?
We just wanted to see you, Sheriff. We wanted to know how you'd look lit up in the moonlight. And now that I see you, I think maybe you don't look so good standing up. So we'll see how you look laying down. There, you see, Largo? What did I tell you? I knew that Gunsight was going to have to find themselves a brand new sheriff.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Notch Bilson certainly moved into Gunsight and took over with the speed of summer lightning. Now rid of the interference of Tom Petrie, the honest and straight-talking sheriff, it looks as if Bilson has things all his own way. Certainly, there seems little that Red can do to stop Notch on his mad dash to power and profits. As the second act curtain comes up, the outraged settlers are holding a meeting, tempers flaring up like white-hot tongues of flame.
Go on, shout your heads off! But shouting and yelling ain't going to do no good.
Huh? What is going to do us any good, Carpenter? What do you suggest? If we just let that land company get away with this and pay them $65 an acre?
No, of course not. But I don't hanker after giving up and moving off like they say we have to. I just take my place alone. Since I moved on, I put up over $4,000 worth of house and stables and outbuildings on it. Not even mentioning what I've wasted in crops and stock. By Jupiter, I say it must be plumb against some law to let a man do all that and then claim the land he's built on isn't his.
That ain't what Tom Petra said. He said the law was against us.
That's another thing. Even though we can't prove it, we all got a pretty good idea who it was that gunned the sheriff down. Now we got no law or no lawman in Gunsight.
Yeah? Well, that's all the more reason to do as I say. Make our own law.
All right. Mr. Carpenter.
Yes, Ryder?
Now, I know Gunsight isn't my home, but, well, I hate to see a lot of hard-working gents like you men are go off the deep end. Now, if you'll just stay quieter down for a moment, I've a few things I feel I ought to say to you.
All right, let him talk.
Now, this whole idea of taking advantage of the sheriff's death by disregarding the laws on your statute books and trying to get justice by mob law can have only one possible result. Riots and bloodshed.
Yeah? Well, then what do you suggest?
Well, I think you ought to take advantage of a bad situation and turn it into a reasonably good one. You've got a chance now to elect a sheriff from one of your own number. And after you get him in office, cooperate with him in trying to work this whole thing out.
If the laws are what you say they are, then what difference would a new sheriff make?
If you elected the right man, it might make a lot of difference. And since you seem to be the principal objector, why not take on the sheriffing job yourself?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, doggone it. Now, that's what I call a good idea. How about it, Lige?
Well, I know if I was elected, I'd certainly see that we settlers got a fair shake. By glory, I'll do it. Yes, sir, I'm throwing my hat in the ring. If you boys will back me, I'm going out and run for sheriff.
Well, all right. Now we're getting someplace. While you get your campaign organized, I'll see what I can do by going down and trying to talk turkey to your friend, Mr. Hendricks. Look, Hendricks, I think I know men well enough to say right to your face that I think you're lying.
Well, now see here, Ryder. You got no business to talk like that. Like I told you, I'm just an agent for the company. What do you want me to do? Tell them they can keep their land and I get thrown in jail myself for double-crossing the men who hired me?
If that were true, Hendricks, I'd say you were right. But I think this whole matter of jacking up the prices of the land is something someone else hired you for.
Confound you, Ryder. I've heard enough out of you. Now go on. Get out of here.
But I'm not through yet, Hendricks. What I have to say is for your own good and for your own protection.
Are you going to get out? Well, then, by ginger, I won't ask you again. Now, Ryder, get out of here or I'm using this gun.
Why, you double-dealing old buzzard. Here I was thinking that you left all the gunplay to Bilson. All right, now, come on. Let go of that gun.
Blast you, Ryder. You got no business coming in here and making me lose my temper.
At the rate you're going, Hendricks, your temper's not the only thing you're going to lose. Next thing you know, it'll be your life. Bilson didn't have any hesitancy in bushwhacking the sheriff when he got in the way, did he?
What do you mean, Bilson?
Oh, I know we can't prove it, but I think you know about it. And I'm trying to make you realize that when you served your purpose, your friend Notch will get you if someone else doesn't. And incidentally, the settlers are taking advantage of the sheriff being killed and are running one of their own men to fill the office.
They are?
Yes, and they've got a good chance of electing him, Hendricks. And if they do elect him, I've got a mighty good hunch where you'll end up. I'm just telling you all this because it's still not too late to think it over. Now, you take tonight thinking about the things I told you, and I'll be by tomorrow to get your answer. So long, Hendricks, and let your conscience be your guide.
Fix that high-binding killer. By hickory, I will. I'll write a little note and tell them who killed the sheriff, then pack up and get out of here before Bilson finds out I've left. Yes, sir. I'll write a note and leave it here for Ryder, and that'll take care of Bilson, and then I... Notch. Notch. What are you doing here? What do you mean, sneaking in on me in the middle of the...
I always heard if a man talked to himself that it's a sign he's crazy. Now I know it. And you talked nice and loud, Hendricks. Nice and loud.
Notch! Notch, for the Lord's sake, put that gun away. Don't be a fool. I haven't done anything.
No, Hendricks, you haven't done anything, and I'm making mighty sure that you don't.
aren't you telling me where we're going?
Because I'm not too sure myself, son. Walking into Hendricks' place just now and finding him stretched out on the floor certainly put a crimp in my plans.
But who you think him gunned down, Mr. Hendricks?
Notch Bilson. Who else? Now that Hendricks has introduced him in Gunsight as an official representative of his company, Notch is really in an almost impregnable position.
But why you not telegraph him to head office in Chicago and ask them if Bilson really their agent?
What if they deny that he is? It would almost be 10 days before they could get someone out here to press charges against him.
Then what you think we ought to do him?
Well, I'm blamed if I know exactly. If we could only catch Bilson in the act of trying to gun someone down. But the trouble is now that with the sheriff and Hendricks out of his way, there's no one else for him to get rid of.
It's very much too bad we no can get a man from Chicago out here. That would put an end to Mr. Bilson.
Yes, it certainly would. And with the conscience he must have by this time, he wouldn't stop to...
What?
Little Beaver, are you willing to walk into the lion's den?
If it means helping you to catch him, Bilson, you betcha.
All right then, son, knock on that pony. We've got our work cut out for us.
You betcha. Get him a papoose. Get along. Get...
What do you want?
Your name, Mr. Hendricks?
Hendricks? Well, no, he's not in. Why?
Oh, well, me got him telegram here. Just come for Mr. Hendricks. Man telling me to run and deliver him.
Yeah? Well, I'll take the telegram for him. I'm going to see Hendricks a little later.
Oh, okay. But you better be very sure you give him telegram. Man telling me it's very important. Huh? Come from office in Chicago.
Chicago, eh? Well, don't worry, son. Now I know it must be important, and I'll see that the information is acted on promptly.
Hey, Notch, what's that? What's in that telegram?
Well, give me a chance to read it, will you? Good night. Good thing we found this telegram. Carter, the vice president of the company, is arriving in Gunsight with all the deeds on the 5 o'clock stage.
Oh, jeepers, Notch. It's after 3 now. You and me better pack up and get out of here.
Yeah, why? All we have to do is to yank Carter off that stagecoach and get our hands on the deeds, and there's no law in the land that can prove we aren't in the clear. Get the lead out, Lager. We got to oil up our guns and ride.
You see, down there, just riding into that clump of sycamores, and that's Bilson and that gun hand of his waiting to ambush the stagecoach.
Yeah, sure is. And look, here comes the 5 o'clock stage now.
Well, hold your breath and cross your fingers because we ought to catch Bilson with his guns out and his guard down and just... There she blows. All right, men, hang on to those rifles and 44s and let's make this a free-for-all.
This time, the only place that principal killer is going is to make a fast trip to the gallows.
What's the matter, Little Beaver? Why that sad look?
Me doing what you're asking me to do, Red Rider. Me no thinking you appreciate it.
You mean about you delivering that telegram we sent to ourselves?
Yeah.
Why, of course I appreciate it, son. How can you say that?
Then why you no doing what me ask? Stay him in Gunsight so we can see him judge sentence Bilson to be hung.
Well, gosh, Little Beaver, when you get old enough to study law, I'd say a courtroom would be a good place for you. Right now, you've got quite a stretch ahead of you just reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah.
Miss Jane's been very nice about letting you out of school as much as she has. I think you owe it to yourself, son, to get back and make up for some of the time that you've lost.
But after a while, you letting me maybe study to be a lawyer and stay in the courtroom?
Well, if that's what you want, Little Beaver, in your own words, you betcha.
Oh, that's plenty good news, Red Rider. Help me study your lessons fast and get to be a lawyer. Get him a papoose. Get along. Get...
Come on, Thunder, after that Junior Blackstone. Right now, let's head for the Little Red Schoolhouse, fast. Come on, Thunder. Miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.